Let us pray. It's Jesus now. For we are standing in His presence.
Don't believe it now. Sing it again with all your heart. Close your eyes and worship God. He's here amongst us.
We are standing on holy ground.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And I know that there are angels.
They're all around.
All around.
Believe it now. Believe it. Hallelujah.
On holy ground.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Trying to talk in English right now.
Glory to God.
How many believes in the presence of God?
Amen. Amen.
So where two or three were gathered in my name, I'd be here. I'm in a group of people that believes that this morning anyway. Amen. Let's go and open up our Bibles. We'll read and then I'll give a few announcements here. Acts chapter 17. It's good to have each one with us this morning. Glad we were able to accommodate best we knew how under short notice. But I appreciate all those that tried to contact me, let me know and things. I really appreciate you caring. It means a lot to us. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. If you're there, can you say amen for me?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Is that everybody? I don't know now. See, normally that would be loud enough, but I don't know today. Everybody there, can you say amen?
Amen.
See that? There we go. That sounds pretty good. Somebody's going off, aren't we? That's all right. We'll get that turned off. How many appreciate the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Stay in the atmosphere of worship. That's why we're here today.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Verse 28. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. I like the Bible because when it says all, it means it. When it says everywhere, it means it. And that includes Defiance, Ohio 2013, doesn't it?
Yes, amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 12. First Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, that whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. We've been preaching here on Sundays, it's been a little while now, the living God's dwelling place, and I'd like to preach this afternoon in Him. God's dwelling place is in Him, in Christ Jesus. Let's bow our heads together once more. If you have a need as we approach the Word, knowing that the Word is the source for all of our needs, go ahead and lift that up to Him now, and let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank You again for giving us another opportunity to be in the house of God, and we thank You for each soul that's here today.
Hallelujah.
I pray, Lord, that this predestinated moment would fulfill what You predestinated to, Lord, and that's to bring us closer into the image of Jesus Christ. I pray if there's one soul here that hasn't received the Holy Ghost, knowing that the door of grace is soon shutting, Father, I pray that this service will change that. Lord, and they would receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and be sealed away into the kingdom of God. If there's any need of healing, Lord, as we appreciate Brother Austin getting healed, Lord, just from this last service, Lord, we know You're the same God. If there's one need of healing, I pray that this service they'd receive it, Lord. Commit the Word into Your hands, Lord. May You be able to speak. May our ears and hearts just be open to receive Your Word. We ask it to be so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Funny when you're the pastor and you see a lot of people, you kind of feel two ways. First, you feel pretty happy, so praise the Lord, we've got people here today. And then you start to realize, hey, I got to preach to all them people. And you go, whew, get a little nervous about it. But how many's trusting not Brother Andrew, but in the Word of God coming and speaking today? Amen. Appreciate that confidence you have in Him. Just to remind everybody, we are having church this Wednesday. I understand that, you know, other churches might not and things, but that's fine. But we are going to have service this Wednesday night for Christmas. How many knows that Jesus is a reason for the season? So I think that's all right to give Him praise on His, well, you know, we understand the real Christmas, that it ain't on December 25th. It ain't really the season and all that stuff. But hey, if the world wants to set aside a day that's supposed to be for the birth of Christ, I think we should take full advantage of it.
Amen.
How many's got Christmas off? How many's got Christmas off work?
Yes.
Anybody got to work on Christmas? There might be a few of you. But hey, that's one more day I can just set aside and praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful for that?
Amen.
Amen. So we'll have service that Wednesday. Remember that after Thursday, me and Sister Ellie will be leaving over the weekend to go see her family and things for this time of year. Brother Josh will be ministering Sunday. And he talked to me a little bit. I guess he's going to stay a little while. So Wednesday's kind of up in the air right now. First time this happened to me where I have to pray about something like that. But I had planned to preach Wednesday, but he's going to be here. So we'll see how the Lord works it out. I might still preach. I don't know. It's whatever he wants. That's what's important. Amen. All right. I think I got that all squared away. The living God's dwelling place. I'm going to have to take this off right now. Anybody else warm out there?
Yeah.
Brother James, you got to take it. All right. Thank you, Dad. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead back to our scripture in Acts 17, and we'll let the Lord go from there. Acts chapter 17 again. Verse 28. Remember what we're speaking on. We're speaking on where God dwells. We're not looking for where people say He dwells. We're not looking for what a church might think about it. We're looking for where God actually does dwell. And Lord, I want to emphasize today is something that has always been the case. God has always dwelt in Christ.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, Jesus said, Lord, give me, or God, give me the glory. Father, give me the glory I had with You before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And I understand trying to take our little minds and going back to a realm of no time is really hard for us to do, ain't it? You ever gone thinking that way? You keep going back, keep going back, keep going back. Eventually you get, how is God just sitting there with nothing?
Uh-huh.
And then my head blows up and I wake up and say, I got to quit doing that. I can't think. Because the Bible says His ways are so much higher than my ways. And I wish we could just go ahead and raise on up. Forget about this place. Forget about being on earth right now. We are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where all things are possible. We're the same God that walks the shores of Galilee, that healed the sick and raised the dead. He stands in our midst. And if you'll put your faith in that, you can hear from God today. Let's go back to that real quick. I don't know. We'll just let the Spirit preach. Is that all right? Let's go back there. You know how many people Jesus walked this close to? And they got nothing from Him? It's the same in services. Oh, we get kind of used to Jesus being around. You might get used to the anointing of God. God forbid you forget who that is. Don't make the anointing a thing. It's a person. Don't make the Word a thing, because then it's just a book. You might as well read the newspaper. The Word is a person. And that person is Christ. And that's the only way for us to ever know God. Hallelujah. Verse 28, for in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own prophets have said, for we are also His offspring.
Yeah.
And before the message of the hour, you just kind of skip over this and go, well, that was a nice thought, right? Oh, the sons of God shouting for joy before, oh, that's good, but we didn't have a revelation of what that meant.
Right.
But as the Word came, as the Word opened up, Oh my, I hope you've heard the message of the hour, because that's it.
Amen.
Where are you in the Word?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Not the day you got saved, not this morning, not the day you received the Holy Ghost, but for the foundation of the world.
Yes.
God saw you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Just as we've went through the example, but before I was born, I was somewhere. And we're talking in the physical realm now. I was in this man right here.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's hard to think of this in your brain, but if we go back to Adam, you can find one cell in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's Taz.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One cell in there that's Troy there.
Yep.
Tyler, I don't know why I picked all the Rachels. Maybe just because I remember their names and I don't want to mess it up here. One molecule in there was you.
Yes.
Unexpressed, but you still existed there.
Yes.
And as it began to multiply, as the promise said, go and multiply, replenish the earth, it began to bring forth more sons.
Yes.
And those had the same life where they came from.
Yes. Yes.
Besides where Satan slipped in.
Right, right.
So we understand the serpent seed came in and diluted the human race.
Right.
Otherwise, the sons of God would all have been the sons of God.
Amen.
Wouldn't have been the daughters of men nowhere. But as we know, it's the same with every revival. It produces twins every time. It'll produce the seed of God. It'll produce the seed of the enemy. And why do we expect this message to do any different? Why are we surprised that people walked in this and then backed off and began to bash it? It's happened every time. But look, don't worry about that. That's just more vindication that this word is right. Oh my. His brother Kent was, I can't remember exactly, but he was describing how a man was taking the scriptures and the way he had interpreted it. I said, oh my, that's a mess. And I began to realize, where would I have been without Malachi 4? Where would I have been without thus saith William Branham? Thus saith the Lord. This is what I meant in the scriptures. When I said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. I knew what I was saying. But it took a prophet, didn't it, to explain it to the people. And that's always been God's ordained way. And I'm going to go ahead and jump, if that's all right. Father, Son, Holy Ghost don't attract us. You want to know why? That's not your name.
Right.
We're talking about in Him now. We're talking about being in Christ Jesus and what that means. Do you understand that that is your identification as a believer? Your name is not your name. It's Jesus Christ. The name that the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And now we begin to think, these signs fall in that belief. How in the world can I do that? Wait, wait, it's not me.
Right.
It's Him.
Right.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
For in Him we live and move and have our being. And as Paul said, He's not very far from any of us. People always say, I just can't seem to hear from God. It ain't God's fault, I'll tell you that right now. He's right there. He's right there. And any real Christian will say, yep, I should hear from God more often than I do. But it ain't God's fault. It's this old man's fault. We get worried about the things of the world, don't we? We get the work demon coming in and telling us about work during the middle of church. Then we get the sports demon coming in and telling you about that. And you women got your new sweaters or something. I don't know. You're always talking about babies and things. That's why I just walk out. I just stay in the other room, you know. Y'all laughing because you know it's the truth, don't you? But there's one thing I love about believers is we can all somehow fit together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when the Bible said they had all things in common, I don't think it was that they all knitted. I don't think that all the brothers liked football. I don't think that's what it was. The thing they all had in common was Him.
Amen.
I can think of one particular example. You might not know this brother, but brother Jonathan Baumgartner, he goes to brother Craig Brewer's church. I befriended him years ago, and actually I was there praying with him the day he received the Holy Ghost. Didn't know it at the time, but he told me later on that's when he got it. But as far as personality would go, me and him are about different as night and day. I'm a little louder, a little bit, he's quiet. Don't say a lot. But for some reason, when we get together, there's a fellowship there.
Yeah.
Because personality isn't what links the bride of Christ together.
Right.
And if we're looking for that, you might as well go ahead and quit. It ain't never going to work.
Right.
We're all going to rub in the flesh. We're all going to have personality differences. But if we can get past that and look what is common between us and raise up into heavenly places, you'll realize that we all have all things common.
Yeah.
We all have the same God.
Yeah.
We have the same revelation of that God. Remember, that's the rock of revelation. That's what the whole church is built upon. Who Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
We're jumping. That's all right. Let's go there. Page 3 instead of 1. Go ahead and turn there with me. First John 14:20. John 14:20. Actually, let's read 18 down to 20. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Do you see the order of the revelation? Amen. At that day, you'll know that I am in my Father. So that's why when we look at the message hour, why did Brother Branham emphasize so much? You have to see what is the first revelation of all things, that Jesus Christ is God, very God. Amen. That's it. There's no other person. There's no other attributes to find. He is the sum of everything. In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And until you see that, there's no point in reading the rest of the scripture just yet, because you'll get it all messed up. You'll put God way out here and us way down here. And that's exactly what the oneness denomination did. They believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's why they get results through that. They believe in the right baptism. I believe that's why they get results. But they'll never see who they are, sons of God, because of the revelation of this scripture right here. They stop right there. I see that Jesus is in the Father. But what does it say next? And at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye are in me. And I am in you. And the only way that can be is to be the offspring of God.
Amen.
Because in me dwells him. And in his body dwells me.
Amen.
Do you see why? You have to understand the oneness of God first, but then the next revelation is who was in there anyhow.
Amen.
Was it just Jesus Christ and that was it? Inside of him were attributes.
Amen.
Oh, this excites me because it's me.
Amen.
It's great to see brother so-and-so is an attribute. You're an attribute. I've got to see that I'm one.
Amen.
That way when I walk against Laodicea, all the blackness that I ever got here, I can trample right through. Go on, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. Because it's not me walking. It's not me fighting. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't receive a different spirit than Jesus received on the River Jordan. It's the same Spirit of God. It's the same potential, the same power, the same authority, and the same character.
Amen.
We used to think receiving the Holy Ghost was just, oh, I'm a good person now. Mm-hmm. Now I begin to realize this means a lot more to me than I ever would have dreamed.
Amen.
It is the message. Yeah. Is it all right to sum it up in that? It's Christ. Christ is this message. Yeah. And I can't stand even when people, just the way they've been talking about the message anymore.
Yeah.
I know Brother Branham said that, but mm-hmm. you know what happens to me when you put that word after that?
Yeah.
I don't listen. I stop listening.
Amen.
I don't listen no more.
Amen.
It's all right for it to say, Brother Branham said, and the scriptures say,
yeah.
Brother Branham said, and Brother Branham said here,
yeah.
I'm okay with that. But when you want to take it, pick what you want, take what you don't, just to justify your own lifestyle, your own little pet revelation where, you know, if they adhere to what you say, I guess they're believers now. But if they deviate at all, a few minister or whatever, oh, you're gone. Show me where that's ever been God, to have an attitude like that. Show me where the prophet had an attitude like that. As he says in the Church Age book, I read it here shortly ago, Brother Branham says that the false anointed ones will have you fear them.
Amen.
And say, if you don't see their revelation, you're lost. But a true prophet, a true servant of the Lord, will never point to themselves. They'll say, this is what the Word says. You have to fear what the Word says. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you better get ready. You ain't never seen anything like the tribulation that's coming.
Amen.
As we spoke about here recently, how many knows that Black Friday, all that nonsense that went on? How many saw the pictures of people fighting and screaming and throwing TVs and trying? Well, look what they're doing for things they don't need.
Yeah, right.
What happens when it's your house and you've got the only thing of food left in town?
Right.
And they know it.
Right. Think about it.
What then? And there's no God around to protect you at that point.
Right.
It's over.
Right.
You fend for your own. They'll show you, I ain't interested in none of that. I've seen where I am in the Word, and I ain't no foolish virgin. And if you got the devil telling you that, I hate to break it to you, the message didn't come to call the foolish virgin.
Right.
That ain't what it was sent for.
All right.
I hate to break it to some people that heard this message and don't think, well, I'll just probably be foolish virgin. Chances are you're not even going to be saved.
That's right.
Because usually the only court of appeal is ignorance.
Right.
Hope you understand. Remember when they came on Matthew 25 to the white throne? Jesus had said, you fed me, you visited me in prison. What did they say? When did we do this? They had no idea they had done it in the first place.
Right.
But not those that have heard this message.
Right.
You know the truth.
Amen.
As Jesus told the Pharisees, had I not come, you wouldn't have had any sin. But now that you come, that I've come and you still say that, you see, your sin remaineth.
Amen.
Because the second God changes dispensations, you have to stay up with it.
Amen.
Because if you draw back, remember as Paul said, you draw back into perdition,
right,
you're gone.
Amen.
You say, well, that's kind of isolationalism, isn't it? What was that scripture I told you, 1 John 1:7, Brother Kent? Was that right?
Oh, yes, 1 John 1:7.
He asked me a question. I'm just going to turn it real quick. The Bible says this, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
So it's not just a man turning the page, it was God turning the page.
Amen.
And if you don't stay in the revelation of your hour, the blood cannot atone for you anymore, because you're living in the glare of another day. You're living where God has moved on, because God is alive. Do you know the definition of alive? It's movement.
Yes.
It's movement. I think the message church need to get a revelation today that we need to move a little bit sometimes to really worship God. God don't want, love you, Jesus. And there's a time to break down and cry. There's a time to be sincere. But there's a time when He comes by in the Holy Ghost and it's time to go ahead and shout.
Right.
It's time to go ahead and say amen. And not because Brother Andrew said so, but because I, in my heart, believe the word.
Amen.
Amen, that's right.
When it says the sons of God for shouting for joy, I go to a realm where I see Andrew Kressel. And he's jumping for joy.
Amen.
And guess what? I don't care about your opinion anymore. I'm going to praise God like I was then. That's why it's so important when you come to the house of God, go into heavenly places before you get here.
Amen.
Then you don't worry about, well, Brother so-and-so didn't worship the way I like, and why didn't they stick by me, and why was the Brother Andrew out there shake my hand? Now, I'm sorry about that. Usually I am. Y'all got here real early. I sure appreciate that. Usually I try to stay back till about 11:30, but hey, I heard a bunch of commotion about a quarter after, so I better get out there. I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. But I'm here to praise God. I'm here to worship God. I'm not here to just get a revelation to tickle my mind. I'm here to get a revelation to spend it with Christ.
Amen.
To go into the place, go into that hidden chamber where it doesn't matter what goes on, because I'm in Him and He is in me.
Yes.
I am His dwelling place.
Yes.
And He is mine.
Yes, He is.
For as the body is many and has many members, so is Christ. I like how the Bible says, it didn't say so like Christ is, or some kind of parallel. That's exactly what Christ is. He is a many-membered body. Just as you look up here, you say, Brother Andrew's up here. Well, I say, well, this is my hand. You say, well, that's Brother Andrew. There's my foot. Well, that's Brother Andrew. Right. As long as you keep the body all together, I just got one name.
Right.
It's when you go to slicing the body off. And then you have to look at it and say, well, there's Brother Andrew's hand. But if we'll just let the body fitly frame together, not by some man squishing us all together, not by us going around saying, well, I guess we got to love each other. Something on the inside.
Yes, right.
That glues together. We shouldn't have to put on oneness of God if we really got the Holy Ghost. The second you start feeling like a put-on, chances are you ain't got it. You are a put-on. Because a real Christian, it's not about doing and don'ting and this and that, and it's just, this is what I love. Nobody's got to tell me to raise my hands. That's what I enjoy. Nobody's got to tell me to go to church. That's what I want to do.
Amen.
Even before I was a pastor, I'll go ahead and share this. I don't know what we're preaching. That's all right. We'll get back to this. Even before I was a pastor, I had worked at Ponderosa, and they're about, well, up until it closed, we'll just put it that way. I guess when the seed got out, God said, well, okay, you can shut her down now. But anyhow, manager came up to me one day, and they had, I think, fired a manager or something like that, or they had left and got a new job, and he came to me and says, hey, do you want to be a manager? I'm only 20 years old. And I'll tell you what, that 12-something an hour sounded like a lot of money at that time, because I was at home not paying no bills. How many dreams of a land? Now I see why the millennium says they'll build houses and not another inhabitant, because that's what I feel like right now. I can pay my house off. It doesn't matter. They can still come in and live there if they wanted to.
Sure.
Anyways, came up to me and says, hey, do you want this? And like I said, at the time, that was a lot of money for me. And I prayed about it, and I said, you know what? I'll do it, but I'm not working Wednesday nights and I'm not working Sundays.
You still want me to do the job?
He said, sure, that's fine. We all know how that goes. Mm-hmm. It's fine for about a month, 2 months. Then all of a sudden, it's, I need Sundays off. I say, hey, buddy, I didn't agree to that. I think I remember one time it was Mother's Day. I said, okay, I'll work Sunday night, but not Sunday morning. Because I was going to Brother Craig's at the time. We had two services that day. Sure enough, long story short, eventually that got me demoted. Because it's just terrible how this stuff happens. He said, we need another manager. So I found a buddy of mine that used to work there. And guess what he did? He demoted me and put him in. Because he'd work anytime. And I let him go. Look, I didn't fight and stew about that. His footsteps
right.
of a good man
Amen.
Are ordered of the Lord.
Amen.
Let it go. Long story short, that man actually ended up losing his job too. You don't mess with the Son of God. And I ain't saying that because of me, because you're not messing with me as a man.
Right.
You're messing with him.
Right.
It's the same when they came up to Peter and they lied and said that they had given Ananias and Sapphira. They weren't lying to Peter. They were lying to the Holy Ghost and they fell down dead.
Yeah.
It's time to get the Holy Ghost back in the church where sin doesn't just sit and get comfortable. It can't stand to be around.
Amen.
Where they either run out the back door or they're going to fall down dead or they're going to repent of their sins and get the Holy Ghost. And if we don't preach it in that sincerity, will never get the results. If we just say, well, you know, as long as you wear your hair long, you don't need to care about loving each other or loving your enemy. Just wear your hair long, get a dress on, just be a nice, good Christian, support the services, pay your tithes. And it happens too often. Brother Bram says there's three things that'll ruin a man of God in ministry: money, women, popularity. After that, like I said, I've been demoted. I still work there and made a little bit less, but it was all right. And I began to realize later that I didn't have enough time to be a manager no more anyhow. I was trying to wrap up college, and working 50 hours a week just doesn't work when you're student teaching on top of that. But I wanted to get a teaching job, and I always felt a pull. I had it way before I even started college that I would teach at Defiance. They had an expo there. You know what that is, where they all come to, I think it was in Findlay, they all got their little tables, every school you can think of around here was there, and they got the superintendents on every table and all these things. Well, they had a pre-registration, any guess when it started? Sunday afternoon. I said, rotten devil, trying to get me to stay home, make sure I get my registration in before it books up, because it books up in about an hour in every school there, because everybody's trying to get a job. I said, nope. And actually, I didn't just go to one service. I went to both. And I got home at 7, and guess what? Fine City School's all blocked up. And I just put a few in there that I could find, and that was it. I ended up going to the expo itself. Again, long story short, I walk up there, did a little preliminary where we could just walk to any table we wanted to. I was like, well, I might as well go up there and let them see me. So I walked up in there, and before I even said hi, he said, hey, you're Matt. You want a 4 o'clock interview?
Wow.
Yes, sir. Sat down for my interview, and I had to wait a little while because my other interview was at like 2 or something, but sat down and I said about 5 words, and he said, well, second interviews are on this day. I said, well, praise the Lord. So just give it to God, as the Bible says. If we put Him first in the kingdom of God, all of this takes care of itself. Every single time. Second interview. They called me up and said, hey, what's the date? And they told me the date. And he guessed what that was? The last day of my honeymoon. It's like, you sure we can't move it back one day? I already booked the place. And he's like, nope, it's on this day. I said, all right, fine. I went there. And I was sitting there. I got there about 10 minutes early. Sure enough, I didn't get in there until about 45 minutes after it was supposed to start. So I had a good hour to sit there and sweat it out. But the Lord was speaking to me then. And it was all, like I said, the footsteps of a righteous man or order of the Lord. As I sat there, and I was praying for the course because I didn't want to work a restaurant job. Anybody work a restaurant job? It's about the worst hours you could come up with. I mean, if you want a life, don't be in a restaurant because you ain't going to have one. You're going to sleep, go to a restaurant, come home. That's it. I like a teaching job. I got Christmas off. And not just Christmas. I got the week before and after. You know, I'm okay with that. I get a few months off in the summertime, but we don't want to talk about that. So I really wanted to be able to be with my family and make it a little bit more than I was at a restaurant. And I was sitting there praying. The Lord began to say, and He gave me, you know, the Bible says, just take no thought what you'll say. It'll be given you in that hour.
sure if I was saying there. He told me what to say. He said, say, I'm Defiance. He said, I've lived here. I've grown up here. I want to teach here. Tell him that. So, didn't worry about it. I just waited, right? Went in my interview. They wanted all my papers and stuff, and I'm pulling out all these things, and I'm talking about this, and it's just going real good, real good, real good. Gets the last couple minutes. Guess what he says? He says, Andrew, tell me what separates you from the other candidates. Said what he told me to say. I've been raised here. I've been going to school here. I want a job, but I want to teach here. A couple weeks, I can't even remember how long that was. Ellie probably knows a little bit better than I do, but they called me, and sure enough, when he called me, he says, that answer is why we chose you.
Wow.
And of course, me and Ellie did the little happy dance around the living room. What was it? What caused the success for a Christian when he doesn't trust himself? When a Christian finally, totally, 100% dies and rots and gets rid of his own will and just lets the Father do what he wants to do, that's when you become a successful Christian. When Jesus was walking by the pool of Bethesda, why did he go to that one man? Because he knew how to listen to the Father.
Amen.
So human emotions, as we have them too, would have went to every one of them and healed them. But that was not the will of the Father. That would have caused the mockery probably at the time. But God knows how to work everything out exactly the way it needs to be. Remember when Jesus healed the one man, he says, don't tell anyone.
Right.
What did he do? Go tell everybody. What happened? It ruined all the meetings he could have had there. He had to go somewhere else. God knows what he's doing. Don't reason with him.
Right. Amen.
When he leads you to say, like I said, I thought that was kind of ridiculous to say that, but hey, that's what he wanted me to say. And that's all right. Hallelujah.
That's right.
For in him we live and move and we have our being, and he is certainly not very far from any one of us.
Amen. Amen.
So what I really want to encourage the believer tonight is, if have you received the Holy Ghost? Yes. Since believing?
Amen.
You got to know that. I hope you understand. You can't be pointing and thinking and guessing. You ain't getting nowhere with God. You've got to have a day at Calvary.
Amen.
You've got to have a day where Brother Andrew died and Jesus Christ arose.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Until then, there ain't no point going in a service seat. There ain't no point showing the sons of God shout for joy, because you might just dish through one of them. But when you've received it, do you understand?
Amen.
That is proof.
Amen.
That is the evidence.
Yes.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Glory to God. I can feel that real body coming this way, because I've got a substance of it.
Yes.
I'm holding the Bible right now. I ain't got to guess about it.
Right.
It's real.
Right.
This is more real than that.
Yes.
This was from before anything was.
Yes.
When God thought in his mind and said in Laodicea, I will send my son or daughter.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. As we know, as Brother Bram says in the Church Age book, it wasn't that the person was eternal, it's that the word that would become that person was eternal. And that's why the Bible, John 3:16, was to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you go to the NIV and stuff, they'll say one and only son. And you go, well, we know we're the sons and daughters of God too. But there's still a truth to that. Because before anything was, God was. It was, and actually wasn't even God. He was just Elohim, wasn't it? The self-existing one.
Amen.
But in him, as we know, were attributes. And the first thing that came out was the fullness of him manifested in the Logos, which we know was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which we know was Melchizedek. Amen. It was a man. He looked just like you and I do now, except it was a complete word body. Had no sin or blemishes, no mortality to it. It was a body.
Amen.
And in that man dwelt the fullness of God. But in him dwelt every single believer.
Amen.
Amen.
Not yet manifested, but existent.
Amen.
Look, the thoughts of God are real.
Amen.
They are eternal. They don't change. They just come into manifestation.
Amen.
Another concept that's hard for our minds to get a grasp on, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
And out of that Logos, as we know, the day of Pentecost, that's what it was. The pillar of fire was the Logos come on earth. And to think that all of God could fit. Well, I don't even have it in here, do I? I don't have that Bible either. Y'all know I'm talking right there. All of God right there.
Amen.
And what did it do on the day of Pentecost? It even says it split like tongues of fire.
Yep.
To every single one. To where every believer has the same potential, the same power indwelling their soul.
Amen.
Because before that, though they had the word, we understand, though they had a seed, there was no quickening power yet for the life of God to come. So the only thing that could happen is the anointing would fall. And you watch a man like Moses. Oh, and the anointing was there. Red Sea, get out of the way. Pharaoh, I'll walk right up to your door. Oh, but the second it's gone. Lord, help us, help us. Not in this day. If you're like that, you're still Old Testament. I ain't talking about us. People sealed. To where the anointing abides within you. To where when anything comes, let it be death, let it be hell, let it be anything. Something can rise up and say, Satan, get down. Perfect love. Cast out all fear. And when the Bible says all, it means all. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to the word of God? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise his holy name. So I appreciate Brother Samson coming for us. And I tell you what, I appreciate a brother that ain't afraid to praise the Lord.
Amen.
His dad shared with you, and I have too. Every time we stop talking about something, you know what he had to say? Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Us in America, we got to quit being lukewarm and forgetting about this. We grew up in a Christian nation where that's weird to do, right? We just got to be reverent to God. I don't care about that. I love him.
Amen.
Amen. You walk up your wife and you might reverence her in the presence of others, but when it's at home, get out of my way, I love her. Amen. I'm giving her a big hug. I'm going to throw her around. I don't care what you got to say about it. Don't matter anyhow. I'm trying to please that woman. And God thought the same of you and I.
Amen.
He built New Jerusalem. He didn't go around thinking, well, what do they think? What do the Methodists got to say about this? What does Tucson, what does William got to say about this? I don't care about this. What's my bride got to say about this?
Amen.
And to think he prepared the place because he knows just how you like it, even better than you and I do. Don't we go that way? I think I want blue walls. Later, I figure I don't like blue walls. And I want ceramic tile. Later, I figure I don't like ceramic tile. It's too cold. I don't know why anybody has that stuff. It's freezing, man. Well, that's the way a man is. He thinks, he realizes he's wrong, he repents, he goes back and thinks, realizes he's wrong again, tries again, and then when he finally realizes, I'm just going to stop faking, and I'm just going to take what the Word has said, it'll start hitting right on every time. And that is to never change. As us in Christ become one, what is supposed to happen is our mind dies.
Yes.
Our own way of thinking dies to where it's not even in the equation anymore. The only thing we have is the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Your number one qualifier for that, you want to know what it'll do? Things that benefit everybody but you. And that's where Christianity hits that old road, doesn't it? That's when you find out if somebody's really living in Christ or they're just around him. Or if they just jump at the anointing when it feels good and then when it's not, they bounce back out. You all know you've been there? Or you've seen somebody else been there? But a real Christian, he's got something different than that. He's got a tie to eternity.
Amen.
He's got a tie that can go back and it transcends all time, all trials, all temptations. And it says, I am a son of God.
Amen.
Not I will be, not I have, and I'm not. I always was a son of God.
Amen.
What did the baptism of the Holy Ghost come to do? To adopt us as sons.
Amen.
As we walked before, as you know, the life was in there. As the Old Testament, they had the life in there. David, a man after God's own heart, had the life of God in him. But look what happened because he couldn't receive the Holy Ghost. He saw a pretty woman one day. And he was willing to murder his best soldier. Try to get him drunk to cover it up. Isn't that right? And we think, how in the world can a man of God do that? Shows you what a man of God does when he gets out of God's presence. Elijah was the same way. I'm up on Mount Carmel. I got 400 false prophets. I don't care. Don't call on your God. Maybe he fell asleep making fun of him. But the second one woman put the presence of God away, what did he do? He was hightailing. He was running faster than horses.
Amen.
And it's the same for you and I. If you ever tried to be a successful Christian and think you can just do it on your own, or God's done his part and now it's time for you to take over, you are mistaken.
Amen.
It is that us and him are one and the same. The denominational world will hate you saying things like that. They'll say, my, you're usurping God. No, I ain't. I'm a part of him.
Yes.
I didn't make myself this. He made me this.
Amen.
You don't need to go fight on doctrine if you can just prove that God is.
Amen.
Bro Austin came up, wanted a request. All we did was lay hands on him. I didn't pray no fancy, but it's his faith anyhow.
Amen.
The Bible says if we lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
Right.
It's over. And guess what? He was well. And when it doesn't seem to hit right, it's not time to go, well, you know, oh man, maybe this is wrong. No, 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 you're just wrong somewhere. Your faith is wrong somewhere, because faith is not a hope.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Faith is not maybe this is. Faith is it is. And always has been, always will be, and it cannot change. And you must recognize that your position in God was always that way.
Amen.
All you did when you received the Holy Ghost is now you see it.
Amen.
God always saw it. Now you see it.
Amen.
And what that should do to the church is let it move forward in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
So we're not afraid to tackle sickness. We're not afraid to tackle sin and get our hands dirty in the gospel a little bit.
Amen.
Jesus got his hands plenty dirty when he reached out to get my life.
Amen.
I think I could do the same for someone else. And we need to stop trying to testify to half Christians.
Uh-huh.
You know that's the worst people to try to witness to? Those that, oh, but they're apostolic, they're so close. Yeah, that's right. But if they're stuck in there, you better realize they think they got enough.
Yeah, that's right.
You find a sinner that's hitting rock bottom and stuff, you usually got something to work with. Oh, they smoke and things. I don't know if I can be around that. Jesus had the same problem, didn't he? Why does your master hang out with publicans and sinners? What was Jesus' answer? They are whole. Don't need a physician.
That's right.
Those that are sick.
Yes.
I've come to heal. I didn't come to call the righteous. Neither did the message. It came to call sinners to repentance. You know, if we go all the way back to the first sin, you know Adam could have solved all the problems in one sentence. I am sorry.
Amen.
That's all God wanted, Adam. He didn't want him to work back. He didn't want him to come up with his own religion. He just wanted him to come back to him. And it's the same in this day. God's dwelling place is in Christ. He doesn't want you anywhere else.
Amen.
And when sin comes, God doesn't convict you because he hates you. He does it because sin is separating you from him. And he hates that.
Amen.
There's my son and daughter. Why can't I spend time with them? They're in sin and it's blocking me off. God is a holy God. He cannot cross sin. But he took care of that himself. And when he needed a price to be paid, he said, I will do it.
Amen.
And when did the Son of God die for the sins of the world? Before the foundation.
Amen.
Let me read this adoption part two. And I know that I'm talking in here even to Trinitarian ministers. My brethren, I do not say this. I do not say this to hurt you. I'm a Trinitarian too. I believe in the Trinity, the three attributes of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but not three gods. See, I believe that there are to be three attributes. Absolutely. I believe that with all my heart. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are not three gods. They're just three attributes. Or the three offices of God. God lived in a fatherhood, sonship, and now in the Holy Ghost. It's the same God in three offices. And Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is not no name of God. God has one name, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said that the family in heaven is named Jesus, and the family in earth is named Jesus. Now, why is that significant to you and I? When you heard, let's get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, nothing in here moved.
Right.
Some of you did it, but you know nothing changed. I'm still the same old person. What am I lacking? But when you heard, Lord, Jesus, Christ,
amen.
You heard your name.
Amen.
You see why it's significant now? Because unless you're baptized into His name, I mean, literally that's what the Bible means, into Him.
Right.
You'll never have any results. You can't receive the same Spirit because you're coming in a different name. You're coming in a title. You're coming in something that has no power. There's only one name that has any power, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you pray for someone, you have to recognize that it is not you usurping that name. It is yours.
Yes.
Not by works, not by power, not by might, but by His Spirit. You have been identified as a believer.
Amen.
And the name of Jesus Christ is what you are.
Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So when you say in the name of Jesus, you have to identify that is me.
Amen.
And whatsoever I desire when I pray, I believe that I shall receive because I've received a nature that only does what the Word wants.
Amen.
And any real believer knows when it's your thought, when it's your desire, and when it's God moving.
Amen.
And if you'll just stick with that second road, the real road, the only choice that ever gets anywhere, you'll have success as a Christian.
Amen.
What was Joshua's message when he came on the scene? Do what Moses told us to do. What should be the message of the church right now? Do what the prophet said do. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And ye shall receive the gift, the token of the Holy Ghost. And the token is the down payment to every single redemptive blessing we could ever ask for. Do you need joy? You've got the purchasing power for joy. Claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the same. You need more love. You need more happiness. You need more strength to press the battle. In Jesus' name, you can have it because that's what you are.
Amen.
The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we handled it with our hands. Isn't that what the Bible says? And the same Word as God poured Himself, as we just said, all into Christ. What was the next part?
Yes.
Christ poured all of what He was into the believers.
Amen.
How many believes that today?
Yeah.
Not just the believers, but the believers.
Amen.
Because what is the Church of the Living God? It is not a group of people, and it never will be. It is individuals that come together to form the mystical, did I say that? Yes, mystical body of Jesus Christ. Souls that are in prison now, you're a part of God and I'm a part of God, see? But I'm not all of God and neither are you all of God. It's attributes of God upon us as sons adopted by Jesus Christ, which God Himself became flesh to die for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How else can you reveal the Son of Man if Jesus doesn't come back until the rapture? Where is He then? It said in the days that He's revealed, He'll come.
Yeah.
What does it mean to reveal something? It means it was, but you couldn't see it. Everybody's going to see Jesus Christ come. Do we understand that? When He comes, He said, every eye will behold Him.
Right.
But they missed Him here.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
They missed Him here.
Amen.
And if you don't see Him here first, you won't see Him there. Because the Word in here is the only thing that will lead you to the Word there.
Amen.
The Word must be in you, and it can't just be a guess so, a maybe so. It must be quickened. It must be alive. And these signs must be following you that believe.
Amen.
I'm so baffled when people don't know how to tell if somebody's a Christian or not.
Come on.
Jesus made it pretty clear, didn't He? He said, well, these signs will follow them that believe. Anytime you get worried about if you're a believer or not, just check the signs of a believer.
Amen.
Lay their hands on sick, they'll recover, they'll speak in new tongues. If they take up any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. Right, Pepsi, brother? Yeah, that's right. Anymore, I don't trust the water we drink, really. If I was going to be a man about it, I don't trust any of these people. If they could save a dollar and put poison in there, they'd go ahead and do it. Does anybody have any trust in humanity in this 2013 world? I don't. A man outside of God, he's worse than an animal.
Amen.
At least an animal will try to defend its own kind, right? Amen. Lions will try to save other lions and things. Not a human. He don't care. As long as he's alive, every other one can die.
That's right.
Except maybe his little buddies, right? You ever heard that? They want to decrease the human population on the earth. And I always want to say, you first, buddy. Say, there's too many people on earth. Well, then I guess you need to go ahead, follow your own revelation, and I guess go kill yourself. I don't know. God have mercy. Shows you the delusion of this age. And why did it happen? Why did it happen? Solely, all 100%, because they turned on the message of the hour.
Amen.
Had America accepted it, the millennium would have been on a long time ago. But don't you love that all things work together for good? Because I needed the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I wasn't here yet. But God knew in His mind, I know every single attribute I have, and I will wait on every one of them.
Amen.
Some of you have been serving the Lord 50 years. I'm sorry. I apologize. I wasn't born yet. That's all I got to say, Lord. Don't let me be the one holding the rapture up.
Amen.
And not even, as I've said before, not even just that you have it, but maybe you're the one to witness to your family or to your coworker. And that's the last seed. See, it becomes down to the individual every time when you actually take the Word for what it says.
Amen.
It's not blame the pastor's time. It's not blame the deacons or blame the other brother that's supposed to be spiritual and I can just sit at home and do nothing. It's on every believer.
Amen.
Do you witness? Do you tell people what we've been told? Are you afraid to say God sent a prophet because it might offend somebody? Is this pulpit big enough just yet? I need to get back here for a little bit. How did you hear the message of the hour?
Amen.
Somebody just told you one day, didn't they? Didn't worry about your feelings. They just let the Spirit go ahead and talk.
Amen.
And if we'll do that, I'm pretty sure this will wrap up soon. Let's just talk right here. Is that all right? I mean, I wish I was preaching to the whole world the same thing, but this is all I have right here. And this is double what it normally is. The Word doesn't come for us to just say, oh, that was a mighty fine message, Brother Ken.
Man, wasn't that good?
It's to live. It's to multiply. It's to spread. And I understand the results aren't always what we want, because even Jesus' ministry, what was the majority of his ministry? Condemning the unbelievers. Knowing what he came to do, we know that he came to save men's life. But because men love darkness more than light, the condemnation stayed. Do you know every man could go to heaven if he chose?
Right. Sure.
Cain himself, didn't he?
Right.
Remember, God came to Cain, personally spoke to him, and says, do this, and you'll have eternal life.
Uh-huh.
He did it for the rich young ruler. He says, all you have to do, here you go. Sell all you have and give it away. You'll come follow me.
Uh-huh.
And God has said the same in this age, but people have dismissed it.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Sell your denomination. Sell your own ideas. Sell yourself. That ain't worth much anyways. As the prophet said, 87 cents or something. Just go ahead and sell that off. And I'll give you eternal life.
Yeah.
And men don't want to do it because they got too much pride in themselves. They think that they're worth something. And if you think you're worth something outside of Christ, you might as well go ahead and hit the altar, because you ain't saved yet.
Right.
Amen.
A man that's received the Holy Ghost can recognize in the old regular mirror, I'm a sack of dirt.
Yeah.
That is literally what I am. But if I look through this mirror of God's Word, it goes right through all that. And I see something. As it gets closer, as the Bible says, a glass darkly, but now face to face, I begin to see, that wasn't me in the first place. That was Him. And who's there to say that Jesus Christ ain't holy? Who's there to say Jesus Christ ain't worthy?
Amen.
I'm going to share one more testimony. I'm going to try to wrap it up soon if that's all right. Speaking with, I've told it before, but I'll tell it again. I was speaking with some kids. We went to the mall to have a Bible study, me and just two other kids. And we're right there. If anybody's been to the mall, they got like, kind of like a food court with a big circle of chairs. And we were just sitting there talking about the scriptures and things. I really didn't have anything planned. And really, I think we should do that more often than not. We don't know where these people are coming from. And you and I can't figure that out. But if we'll just yield ourselves, the Holy Spirit can begin to say what needs to be said.
Amen.
And do what needs to be done.
Because
I can witness right now. Every student that I've witnessed to knows how to get the Holy Ghost. But they also know that they don't want it yet. They also know that if they get it, they're going to have to stop loving this and stop loving that and just give it up to God. And they don't want to do that just yet. That's how you can witness. And I said, it's not the results you want, right? We want, oh my, I talked to this person, they got the Holy Ghost. I talked to this one, they got the Holy Ghost. But it don't always work that way. Part of it is just condemning the sinner.
Yeah.
Now on Judgment Day, he'll come up and says, why didn't you receive it? He said, Lord, I didn't know, I didn't know. He's like, but you saw my servant there. And it wasn't him you rejected, it was me. Didn't they tell Samuel the same thing when they wanted a king?
Right.
And Samuel said, oh my, Lord, oh my. He's like, no, do what they said. They didn't turn you down. They're turning me down.
Right.
Speaking to these two students and went through the scriptures, and I can't remember exactly. We were there for hours and hours and hours. And at the toward the end there, I remember sitting, and it's, you know, you feel the Spirit of God, but then it seemed to settle in real close. And I haven't had an experience like this before or since, really. And I sat there, and it's, as Brother Branham talks, you ever talk about the blessing of God versus the power of God? He said the blessing of God is when, you know, we just have a good old time and God pours out His, and it's just wonderful. But the power of God is different.
Yeah.
It's a fearful thing. Because there's enough power there to speak us out of existence, isn't it? And we sat there, I began to feel the presence of the Lord, and I couldn't really say nothing because I really didn't know what to say. But I just said this, I said, He's here now, guys. I don't know what He wants, but He's here. And the one kid kind of looked at me, and he went like this. And I just looked at him like, did I do something? I got something on my face? You know, what is it? I didn't know what it was all about, and they didn't say nothing else. And we kind of wrapped it up and stuff, and, you know, I tried to be as cordial as I could. Next day at school, the kid came to me and says, hey, and he had one of those, you know, kind of ghostly looking feeling on him and his face and things. He's like, I got to tell you something. He's like, you want me to come after school? I said, that's fine, whatever, I don't care. No idea what he was going to talk about. He came up to me after school was out. He's like, hey, I want to tell you something that happened. He's like, you know when you said that? And I was like, yeah, I remember that. And you said it was real. He's like, yeah, I remember. He said, I was looking at your face. And he said, you know what Jesus typically, we think Jesus looks like? And I was like, yeah, you know, we got pictures and things. He said, well, your face began to change into His. And I didn't see you, I saw Jesus. What message book do I need to hand out at that point?
Yeah.
What doctrinal debates do we need to have at that point? I'm not here to witness of myself. I'm not here to witness of our denomination because we ain't one. We ain't one. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't a part of the message. Hope that don't offend nobody. You might be on the outskirts. You might be part of Israel, but not all Israel is Israel. Not all Christians are Christians. Not all message believers are really message believers. The real message believers are packing Jesus Christ. They don't just dwell one day and then out the next. They dwell in Him.
Amen.
That's their source of all life. And as I said, God witnessed that what I had preached to them was the Word of God. Because the Word is not just the book. It's Him. Remember when Philip went to the eunuch and the eunuch was reading the scriptures and he said, does this man speak of himself or of another man? And Philip told him, or the Bible says that Philip started at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Not about Jesus. Not Jesus. He literally preached Jesus to him. To the point where the man saw some water and he said, what doth hinder me from being baptized?
Amen.
Predestination of God, isn't it? Because right after he got baptized, what happened? He came up, Philip was gone. All things work together for good. You mean tell me there might be just one soul, one eunuch walking around somewhere reading the scriptures, and that might be the last one?
Yes, sir. Amen. That's right.
And us in America, we need to get off our high horses and realize that we're probably the ones holding it back. I was talking to Brother Sampson. He says, the Americans don't understand what it's like to live in a nation that's not based on Christianity at all. He said, we'll have an open hair meeting. They said, just a big thing with just whatever. Everybody come. They send out flyers. He said, we'll get 1,000 people to come out just because they don't know anything about you. They might not even heard his name. They're just curious. You do that in America, you ain't going to get 1,000. There is no way. Why? Because they heard about him. They've already made up their mind about him. And it's over. Isn't that what happened to Israel? They'd heard about Jesus. They knew things, but who cares? Who cares? And only very few Israelites got saved to the point where Paul says, fine, we'll go to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
And droves and droves and droves of Gentiles received the Holy Ghost. Didn't they?
Yeah.
To where Paul had so many churches lined up, he had to travel all the time just to keep up with all of it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, we know the day and hour that we live in is not the day of revival for America. I ain't preaching that at all. It's the day of the individual. It's the day of every believer recognizing that they are part of the Word and that they are dwelling in Christ and Christ in them. That is the message of the hour. That is what the Word came to do. It came to reveal the Son of Man. That the Son of Man was in the heart of every believer. But when the Holy Ghost came, we didn't think it was just speaking in tongues. We didn't just think it was a good, happy time. We begin to realize it's the very life of God. And not only does it show me where I came from, it shows me where I'm going. How in the world can you have rapture and faith if you ain't got enough rapture and grace to realize that God chose you before you had a chance anyhow? Before I could even say, yes, Lord, he already said, yes, Andrew. And that was the prophet said, when was the ring placed on your finger? Before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
You see why that phrase begins to mean something to us.
Yes.
It's not just a good thought. It's right out of the scriptures. It shows us this is the identification of the sons of God.
Amen.
The devil never had a chance in the first place. Why are we afraid of that old guy anyhow? And the same agent he's got that looks like you and talks like you. You know how he speaks in your head the way you like to talk? That's that old rotten devil in it. But how can you identify him every time? The Word. Every time he'll contradict the Word somewhere.
Amen.
We must take our identification not to a church, not to a group, but to Him. The Word of God living inside of every believer. I want you to do this. I have like 10 examples here and I don't got time to go through it all. But look at how many times in the epistles Paul says, in Him we have this. In Him we have this. In Christ Jesus all things are yea and amen. And then by Him are all things. And through Him and by Him. And it's just over and over and over and over. And how can we ever de-emphasize that if that's what the message of the hour? What did they scream when Brother Branham had crossed over? What were they screaming?
Resting.
What are we resting on? I've preached exactly what Paul preached.
Amen.
And the whole group said, we are resting on that.
Amen.
The believers should be shaking, going, oh, the rapture might happen. And we're tempted to feel that way often. We see Billy Graham, he might die, and we understand that he's one of those angels, and when the angels are gone,
that's right.
It's probably about done.
Amen.
But you gotta always remember, every time you think you know what time it's gonna be, the Bible done told you, you're wrong. Isn't that right? Every time. How do you prepare for in a moment in a twinkling of an eye? The only way to prepare is to be ready always.
Amen.
And how can we be ready at all times, knowing that we fall and failure and do this wrong and do that wrong and have to say, Lord, I'm sorry, is to stay in grace. Just to stay in Him through the blood of Christ. How do we have access to God that was the God-man who brought man and God back together, and that was in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
At that day, what did the prophet say?
This day.
That's this day.
Yes.
At that day, you'll know that I am in the Father. The Father is in you and I in you, and we are all one. May they be one, Father, as you and I are one. To where when they come to me, they see the same Jesus as when they come to you. That we all might be one. That we aren't bickering and crying about this doctrine and this thing and oh, we got a fuss and stew and we need to do service this way and blah, blah. Let's just let all that go aside and get in Him. If we'd approach every service that way, that your job sitting right there is just as important as me up here. We'd get somewhere. We'd really get somewhere. If every believer took it to heart, what did the prophet say? We should be at church at least a half hour early. And not here just to lay around and be like, well, I'm doing my time. We are here to let the world fade away.
Amen.
Because the Lord knows. He knows you got to go to work. He knows, that's the Bible. He knows you need all these things. And He knows when you're on the job and you've got to think about that stuff. But when we come to the house of the Lord, it's time to just lay that all aside.
Amen.
We are here to get in a personal conference with Him and me. And realize that I'm allowed in His presence. I'm allowed to be His dwelling place. He's allowed to be mine because there was a breach. But He became the breach. That cross, that blood. Don't you ever get away from it. If you ever preach this message without the blood, you are a hypocrite. You ain't preaching the message. The message of the hour is what the blood is.
Amen.
It is the literal life of God that was spilt out to bring the sons of God back.
Amen.
As the prophet said, only the predestinated are considered in redemption.
Amen.
Why is that? Because the whole word redemption means to buy back.
Amen.
You have to see it. You have to see this. And I ain't saying that because it's me. I ain't saying that because it's Brother Branham. It's the word of the hour. If you can't see yourself as the predestinated, foreordained son of God for Laodicea, you'll never make it in the rapture. If you're trusting in a preacher to preach a good message one day, maybe that'll get you enough faith that you'll have rapture and faith. Look, this rapture and faith is so simple. Enoch showed us how to do it, didn't he? How did Enoch get rapture and faith? He just walked with God. Right here. He didn't fall asleep on God like a lot of message preachers and churches want to do. We're just predestinated, you know. I used to think it was a rocking chair. Now it's just a lazy boy mattress. We just lay around and we're just waiting for the rapture. And they ain't sprinting either. How many seen that Christianity before? Whoo, man, we're going to read our Bibles. We're going to do this and this. And then burn out. Because what happens? Devil, it's a good thing, right? And that devil don't start with all bad. It's good, but he'll take it and twist it. Now it's your means of salvation.
Right, that's right.
We're all except our success. Can't say that word. Y'all know what I mean. We all can have that happen to us too. But aren't you glad? Amongst all of that, the predestination of God shows that the blood had already wiped all that clean.
Yeah.
And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you have to know what that means to you. It's everything. It's everything. Yes. This is my identification. I never have to go in the presence of God by my own merit ever again.
Right.
I go in His merit.
Amen.
When He calls Jesus Christ, He's calling my name.
Amen.
When He's calling the body of Christ, though it be many members, at least I'm one of them.
Amen.
As long as I could be the bottom of the, I don't care, I'm still higher than the devil, ain't I? Because the devil's under the feet of Christ. Wasn't that the first promise of Christ? His body, not even the head, not just His head. He said His whole body, I love how it said His heel, the lowest part, will smash the head of the serpent.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm so happy to be a Christian. I don't know about you. I'm so happy to know these things and to not have to doubt, to not have to stoop. But when I read the Bible, every scripture I see, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the same. Yesterday, day, and forever. When he moved through Paul, it's the same God moving all the time.
Amen.
Now begins to see, how is God plural but yet one? Because he's one, but he's not single.
Right.
He's married. Maybe I'm just going to have a good old time. Is that all right? I believe it. I'm married to God.
Amen.
We are of the same life as God looked to Adam and Eve when she wasn't even called Eve and said, their name is Adam.
Amen.
When he saw Christ on the cross, he said, their name is Jesus Christ. You'll call his name Jesus. But what was in him the whole time?
Me.
Yes.
When he died. I've already died to sin.
Right.
I died with him.
Amen.
As the prophet said, God made me pay for my sins when I died in Christ.
Yeah.
It's already been paid for. And that, if that was the end of the story, I'd be a little afraid. But he rose again.
Amen.
What love the Father hath bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. Let me read one more quote and I'll finish up here. How many's enjoying the word this day?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Now notice, God making himself known. We're not supposed to make converts to Christianity by a government, but by the revelation, the Christ in you. As God was in Christ, Christ in you. When what God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What signs did God in Christ? Christ does in you. Oh, isn't it beautiful? I like that.
Amen.
Jesus said at that day, that's this day. At that day, when this revelation is made known, you will know that I am in the Father and the Father in me, I in you and you in me. When the revelation is made manifest. Not just in your head, when it's actually literally made manifest that the same God that lived in Christ on the shores of Galilee and that performed the same miracles now lives in you and I.
Yeah.
So when we lay our hands on the sick, you know what? They actually get well.
Amen.
When we speak in other tongues, it actually is a language from heaven.
Amen.
When we take up deadly things, and I even had a student say to me, he said, I come in here and put poison in your coffee, you're going to die? I said, if I know about it, that's just me being arrogant. But I said, if I didn't know about it, I ain't afraid of that for nothing. Because the Word said, my logic can say all kinds of things. I don't care. The Word usurps any logic.
Amen.
Because it's more real.
That's right.
Hallelujah. At that day, you'll know that I and the Father are one. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Then when the revelation comes forth, then it's I in you and me. There you are, to bring it back. What is the revelation? Let's actually read this scripture together as I close that. All right, Colossians 1. We'll finish on this. Colossians 1, 27. Actually, sorry, 26. Even the mystery with God hath hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Brother Branham said that the seven seals would literally turn the hearts of his children back to the Pentecostal fathers. And when I first started in the message, I began to think, why would that be so? Why does that matter? Why do these revelations mean as much as Brother Branham seems to weigh them out? When you begin to realize Christ, as he opened himself in the seven seals, that's exactly what it was. What Brother Branham, Christ literally opened up himself. What do we see? What was under that seventh seal when he was finally fully revealed? The bride was in him.
Amen.
At that day, you'll know what is the hope of the glory. What is the mystery among? What is the mystery of the seventh seal? Christ in you. Christ literally in you. That it's the exact same life, the exact same power, the exact same potential, the same God.
Yeah. Amen.
There's not two gods. There's not three. There's not a million. There's one God, but he can manifest himself in so many ways.
Amen.
That's why when you just say it's Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they say, well, what about Melchizedek? Which one of those was he? They don't got a clue, do they? When Jacob wrestled a man, he says, I've wrestled with God. I've seen him face to face. Which one was that? The Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost? When Manoah, remember the angel of the Lord came and said, he went up in the fire, he says, we're going to die. We've seen God face to face. Which one was that? The Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost? God can manifest himself in so many ways. And to think, the wisdom of this world thinks they can see what God is, but he shows up and is Andrew Crustle.
Right. Yeah.
Then they can't see him for some reason. But it's the same God. He shows up on the job on time, don't he? He does a good job. He don't fuss and stew. He just does what he's supposed to. And there's God in their midst, and they can't see him. I pray it's not happening in this service either, but you can see that God is here. Not just trying to talk to us a good sermon. He's trying to beckon us. Believe my word. Believe what I'm telling you. This is the message of the hour, that you will see that I am in you, you and in me, and there's nothing out of Cater. There's nothing going wrong. It's all hitting right on. It's all hitting right on. Just keep being a Christian. Just keep loving me. Just keep pushing the world out and getting more in him.
Amen.
That's his dwelling place. It's always in Christ. And when sin comes and mistakes and things, it's not time to run from God. That's what Adam's mistake was in the beginning. It's time to run to God.
Amen.
Say, Father, forgive me. Have mercy on me. And to know that there's already an atonement there that already paid for it. And you can walk right back in the presence of God, back to full fellowship.
Amen.
You want to find the best athlete in the world. What is he? He's a man that makes some mistakes and gets up and forgets all about it.
Amen.
And goes 100% again. But somebody that lets it get in their mind, they're defeated. Too many Christians let the devil go ahead and get in their mind. Every time they want to make a mistake, they go, well, I guess I can't praise the Lord no more. You know, I'm a sinner. Then to realize that if you just praise the Lord, you get out of it.
Amen.
And the devil knows that. So if you keep the praise down that he inhabits, the devil knows worship better than we do sometimes. He knows that God inhabits the praise of his people.
Amen.
And when the people begin to praise, the devil has to leave. He can't stay around. Let's just stand together. I just think, let's just go ahead and praise him. Just worship him your own way. Don't worry about nobody else. You praise him. You worship him. You thank him for what he's done in your life. Hallelujah. Bring God on the scene. What do you have need for? Praise him for it. He's already paid for it. He's already given it to you. Oh, just give it all to him. Don't worry about time. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about lunch. Just praise him and love him and thank him. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, the word's been preached, but the Spirit's here to quicken the word to every believer. Reverence his presence, and you'll have anything you want in this kind of an atmosphere. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, just worship him. Thank him. Thank him for it before you feel it. Thank him for it before you get it. You'll have it. Hallelujah. Faith declares those things which are not seen. Faith declares those things that there's no evidence for, because faith is the evidence itself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As the Lord keeps bringing our families to us, you realize that that could be it. It could just be us and our families, and that's it. Say, Lord, bring them in. Bring them in, Lord. You promised it to me. My house shall be saved. My house shall be saved. Say it with me. My house shall be saved. Hallelujah. Believe it with all your heart. As Brother Branham said, if you need of healing, put your body out there that's healed and walk into it every day. Say, I'm a well person. I'm healed. I don't have no pain, devil. If you have a family member that's lost, don't look at them like that. Look at them as a saint of God with the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, you're giving it to them. I believe it with all my heart. You're bringing them all the way back. Lord, grant it, Father. Be deadly sincere. Moses stood in the gap for all Israel one day. Maybe God's calling you to do the same now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, just let his Spirit move. Just reverence his presence. Now he's here to do exceedingly abundantly more than anything we could ask or think. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, don't you just love His presence? Isn't it just wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can sing that along if you want to. Just worship God with all your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, with the prize. Oh, it's right here, church. Oh, clear before our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. We find the strength to press on. Oh, just worship Him with all your heart. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we press on. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we press on. Dear Lord, with the prize clear before our eyes, we find the strength to press on.
Play softly, please. As we stay in worship, if you have a need, you can come forward. Be happy to pray with you. Come believing that if you're going to ask for something, you're going to receive it today. If you have a need, come forward. We'll continue singing softly, but I'd like to give the Holy Spirit a chance to work in every heart. You can receive it right there. Just don't leave here with a need. Don't leave here with a need. God has come to give us all that we have need of. Even if it is just joy, even if it is just peace, if it's just love, if it's just, Lord, just take away this cloud of doubt. I don't even know where it came from, Lord, but I'm tired of it being around. Leave with your desire. If there's anybody, you can come forward now. We're going to continue to sing that real soft and reverently. We'll just keep worshiping Him and thanking Him. Pray for one another. Pray for each other. Sing it again soft, Dad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's in Jesus' name we press on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Lord, with the prize clear before our eyes, we find the strength.
Satan, take your hands off the Son of God. You have no right, you're a squatter. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We ask it to be so, that wonderful, powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Body, obey our confession now to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, take your hands off this Son of God, and may he walk out well today. May this body obey this confession. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Go praise Him, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship Him. Thank Him now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, each one, Father. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yield yourself to God now. Let Him get the glory in your life. Hallelujah, Father. Praise Him for it. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Press on and on, Lord, in the Christ, so clearly for our eyes.
Grant it, Lord God. Praise His holy name.
We find the strength.
Moment to thank Him and praise Him now. Just go and worship Him. You're an audience of one right now. It's you and Him. He don't see nobody else. What will you do with this word that's been given to you? Where much is given, much is required. Give Him all your heart today. This is a time for the Lord to receive the glory from the message that's sent forth. Yield yourself to God. Don't be afraid of His Spirit. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The nine spiritual gifts were given to every assembly to edify the body. Don't be afraid of His presence. Let Him do whatever He wants in your life. Don't be afraid of His Spirit. Perfect love cast out all fear. He is that perfect love. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're not making it up. That's Him right there, church. You're not making it up. He's the same God in your midst. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For I have spoken my truth this morning again. It is full of power. It is full of life.
Jesus Christ, Lord God,
I have not come to speak to you this day to make you a good church member. I have not come to speak to you to play to the perceptions in your mind. There are wrong images that you are believing in your mind and in your heart. I have come that you might be free from those images of error. Do not believe that your past will rule your future.
Right, Lord God.
Because your past is in the past.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is this day today.
Lord Jesus.
You can be free today.
Right, Lord God.
Although it was not put in the words that came from my servant, I issue this morning a proposal of marriage. I have the ring ready to put on your finger. A bridegroom never takes a bride until he knows he is able to provide for her. I am able to provide for you. I am more than my covenanting names, my compound names, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah. I am Jehovah Shammah today and Jehovah Jireh and all the rest. I have come to give you a new life in marriage to me as one. I in you, and you in me. You have always been in me. See yourself today in me. Stop telling me no and say yes. Let me into the manger of your heart that my word may be born there. That you may receive all that my word promises for this day.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praying for Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe the word now. Don't let it go in one ear, not the other. Let it drop into your heart. Let it change you. God has come to show you once again He loves you. Grant it to each one, Lord. Grant it to each one. Reverence His presence now.
I am Jesus, your Lord, husband. Don't doubt. Don't unbelieve. Don't delay. Don't hold back. Just give in to me. I will embrace you and receive you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Someone is holding back. You are on the edge of coming forward. Do not be afraid. Don't fear. My perfect love will cast out all fear.
Oh God. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Give the word now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just giving time to the Holy Spirit to move the soul that He's searching. Thank you, Jesus. Don't leave with one doubt today. Give you time, I'm gonna pray with Brother Kent. You can come forward. You can worship where you're at. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Church, those of you that have been waiting and crying, Lord, come, come, come. One of these days, He'll be right here. We're benefiting from the down payment of that right now. His presence is still here. That's why I haven't dismissed just yet. We can go if you want to go. But as the word came forth, I don't know if He's just done yet dealing with the hearts. We don't want to rush Him. The Bible says, don't run out of the presence of a king. You're not in my presence. That's not what's important. He's here right now. If there's any doubt in your heart whether you're really ready for this, the end time, the rapture of the church, don't leave here with that doubt. Let Him take it from you. Hallelujah. You could see in the other realm. You know why I'm waiting. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Leave here right now. Go ahead and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to see. I want to understand. There's a dimension beyond this. There's a reality greater than this. Let the Holy Spirit do what He wants to today. You have to reverence Him now. Thank you, Jesus. If you
you have to go, I'm going to let this be your dismissal right now because I don't want to disrupt this service. If you have to go, please slip out quietly. And I understand you might have things planned. But if not, just stay and worship as long as you want to. I'm going to let Dad go ahead and lead the songs. You can stay as long as you feel led to. When you're done, go ahead and go in the name of Jesus Christ. If you go out there, please be quiet. Thank you. God bless you, saints.
God's Father. Heavenly Father, just step with my brother here. Satan, you're a liar. You have no power over my brother. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, set him free. Take your hands off. May he be able to worship in spirit and in truth. May he know that he knows that he knows. Lord, this is the Son of God standing here. And Satan, you have no power over him. You're a liar. He has joy unspeakable and full of glory. He was there before the foundation of the world, Lord, and you're only here to show him who he is. Grant to my brother, may this day be the day, Lord, where he knows that he knows that he knows. And there's no more doubts. Satan, you're a liar. Put your unbelief and get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ and set our brother free. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it, Lord. We give you honor and praise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and believe together. Amen. Go praising him. Thank you. Thank him. And the release will just keep coming. It'll just keep greater and greater. Grant it, Lord God. Grant it, Lord God. Pray for one another. Love one another, church. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. Oh, we worship and thank you, Jesus. Thank you for moving in our hearts and our lives. Lord, thank you for saving us and changing us, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of this hour. Thank you for saving my life, Lord. Thank you for having mercy and grace on me. Thank you for your love, Lord, unconditional. Thank you for your blood that washes me and cleanses me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're my everything, Jesus. You're everything to me. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're a liar. You're defeated. You have no power, devil. Let this people go in Jesus Christ's name. Each one have it, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We believe you, Father. We believe your word. Let's sing that together with all our hearts. He's our everything. Tell him now.
He is my everything. He is my all. Amen.
Let's sing it one more time. Let's make it personal. Lord, you are my everything.
You are my everything. You are my all. You are my everything, both great and small.
Thank you. Worship him and give him a hand clap of praise and adoration. Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yes, Lord. I feel there's a shout in the camp today. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be a Christian?
Amen.
Amen. Can we say amen again?
Amen.
Amen. Amen means so be it. I'm a Christian. And Christians stomp on devils. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad each one of you are here. And this little down payment of eternity, can't you just tell what it's going to feel like? Anybody want to go anywhere, really? Anybody just want to stand around and just worship and praise?
Yes, amen.
That's what it'll be like. Oh. There ain't no tomorrows. There ain't no yesterday. We just have a good time today.
Amen.
It's today now, and it'll be today again. It's just today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to try to let you go. Again, we'll just praise the Lord.
Well, Keith, what do you got there?
God, let's sing that together.
How great is His word? He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea.
Yeah.
And He said, I'm gonna
got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the land to walk and the light to see. The open prison door sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Spring up, oh man.
Within my soul, spring up, oh man. Within my soul, spring up away.
clap for him. Praise his name.
Thank you.
Got a river of life flowing out of me. It's the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors and sets the captive free. I've got a river of life.
One more time.
Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Bring up, oh well, and give to me a life abundantly.
Praise the Lord, sister. Hallelujah. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to sing Higher, Higher? Everybody hear that? Whew. I didn't mean to catch you off guard with the clap offering, but I forgot. You know, you get into the spirit of things, you begin to... All right. We're all just one anyhow, you know, just talk like I always do in a row. Oh, wait, we got visitors. That's all right. I'm always glad to be a Christian.
Amen.
I gotta do that. Let's see. Go E flat. How's that? That'll probably be a little bit easier. Now you go ahead and look like a fool. Is that all right? We're here to worship the Lord. Like I said, you need to go. You go ahead and go. But I think you want to stay and praise. Is that right? All right. Let's go ahead and praise. Don't worry about jumping and looking foolish. If you ain't jumping, you're the one that's going like a fool. So I believe when we get over there, if you ain't praising, well, you ain't gonna be around. But there'll be people there praising. Ready?
Higher, 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 higher,
higher,
little Jesus, higher. Higher, 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 little Jesus.
Stop the devil. Here we go.
And lower, 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 lower.
Stop Satan, lower.
Lower, 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 lower. Stop Satan, lower.
And cast your burdens
unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Higher, higher, higher,
come on, church.
Higher, 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 lift Jesus higher. Higher, 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 higher.
Sing that again, sing it again, higher, higher,
higher, higher, higher, higher, higher, higher, higher, higher, higher, Jesus higher, 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 higher.
All right, stop that devil, here we go.
And lower, 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 stop saying to lower. Lower, 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 lower,
cast your burdens
unto Jesus, for He cares for you.
Cast your burdens
unto Jesus, for He cares for you.
All right, amen. Give Him praise. God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe the prophet said something like preaching is about like working 8 hours. And I know we don't feel like it until that's... Brother Andrew's about done, so... God bless you, saints. I'm going to go ahead and let Dad take over. We love you in the Lord. I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Appreciate all your support, even though you all didn't have church. I appreciate you all coming out and supporting the work of God. So God bless you. Go ahead.
All things are past.